Hey, it's your friend Mel Robbins, and I am here all week guest hosting on Radio Headspace. Welcome and happy Wednesday. I love the topic we're talking about this week, which is motivation. One of the things that stops you from doing that is overwhelm. It's paralyzing. Look, life has thrown a lot at you. It is so easy to feel like you're drowning. So today, let's talk about some science-backed tips that keep your thoughts from spiraling, and how you can stay calm and cool so that you can tackle what's on your to-do list. Oftentimes when we talk about overwhelm, what we think is thought spiraling. But before your thoughts spiral, what happens is stress or stored trauma, it's actually flipping your fight or flight in your nervous system to turn on. I want to attack that today, not from managing your thoughts, but actually going neck down and helping you come into a state of feeling calm. And here's why. Research from UCLA from neurologist Dr. Judy Willis shows that when you and I are stressed out, it impairs the prefrontal cortex's ability to function. Like, I want you to stop and think about this. If you and I were sitting there talking and all of a sudden the fire alarm goes off in the house, right? Could you do a math problem? Hey, what's 27 plus 43? I don't know. I'm trying to get out of the building. It's so hard to focus because your nervous system is overriding your brain's ability to do anything but pay attention to something that's stressing you out. So that's how we're going to tackle this today. Okay, so I'm going to teach you something called high-fiving your heart. You're going to put your hand on the center of your chest, okay? And you're going to press in a little bit. And the reason why I want you to press in is because I want you to feel the contact. I want you to do what experts call tone your vagus nerve. Now, your vagus nerve is this treasure. It's like a light switch. It helps you turn off your sympathetic nervous system response, which is the fight or flight, the stressed out, the overwhelmed, the triggered response. And it helps you turn on your second nervous system, your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your present, calm, confident, cool nervous system. That's where your power is. That's where your focus comes back. And so here's what we're going to do. Keep pressing. We're going to take a deep breath in. And now, as you press, you're going to say these three sentences with me. I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm loved. Take another deep breath. Did you feel that downshift? I sure did. Now, there are going to be days where you need to do this 23 times in a row. That's how overwhelming the day is. I have a friend that I taught this to, and 2 days after I taught this to her, she was on an airplane. I don't know if they hit a bird or what happened, but they had to make it an emergency landing. And she wrote to me and said, this high-fiving her heart got her through that, because even as this emergency was happening around her, she said, I could hear the words, I'm okay, I'm safe, I'm loved. And despite all the chaos going around in that emergency situation, hearing that sentence, it's actually true if you can hear yourself thinking or saying it. And that's how you use simple science to take control, soothe yourself, and settle your nervous system in moments when life is overwhelming. All right. I hope you feel less overwhelmed. I do. And don't miss tomorrow. Let me tell you why. We're talking about the motivation killer, procrastination. So make it a great day today, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow.